Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babun fil Khawfi, the chapter on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned previously, this fear also is born out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person loves someone excessively, then they're very careful that I mustn't displease the beloved. I must be careful what I do, how I do and what I do, so I don't displease the beloved. So similarly, a mu'min, a believer, all the time he's thinking that whatever I'm doing, I mustn't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore you see these various ahadith that are brought are showing us the punishments that are there for a person that does wrong. Now this punishment is there not so that it puts us into a depression, but creates a natural fear that this is the consequences of me doing wrong actions, so therefore I should refrain from doing the wrong actions. And all these ahadith only have an effect. All these beautiful ahadith of Jannat, of the virtues and the blessings of Jannat, and on the other hand, the punishment of Jahannam only has a true impact on a person when he has yaqeen. When he has yaqeen on the words of Allah Ta'ala, yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that definitely it is true. There's no doubt about it. 100% what Allah Ta'ala has said is true. What Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, definitely true. It's not any lies that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us. So therefore you'll find when you look in the lives of Sahaba, look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was as though they were seeing Akhirat in front of them, as though they were seeing Jannat, as though they were seeing Jahannam, as though the azab and the punishments were in front of them. So that allowed them to be on line, allowed them to be on guard, allowed them to be pursuing a cause without adulterating, without interfering and without diluting their deen. They were straight on track because of the level of conviction they had in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu qal, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khutbatan ma sami'tu mithlaha qattu, faqala law ta'alamuna ma a'lamu ladhahiktum qaleelan walabakitum kathira, faghatta ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wujuhahum ولهم خنين متفق عليه. وفي رواية بلغ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أصحابه شيء فخطب فقال عرضت علي الجنة والنار فلم أرك اليوم في الخير والشر ولو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا فما أتى على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم أشد منه غطوا رؤوسهم ولهم خنين. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us in a sermon the like of which I never heard. He said, if you only knew what I know, you would laugh little and cry much. On hearing this, the Sahaba covered their faces and began weeping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a sermon that, and he says the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us in the sermon is like in a manner and a way like he never addressed us before. It was a different approach, different way he addressed us. And Rasulullah sallam told us, if you only knew what I know, you will laugh less and you will cry more. And this was enough. It was enough for Sahaba to cover their heads and start crying, weeping because of this one statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another narration has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard something about his Sahaba. He therefore addressed him saying, Jannat and Jahannam were presented before me, and I have not seen a day like this in respect of good and evil. If you only knew what I know, you will laugh little and cry much. Never did the Sahaba experience a more severe day than this. They covered their heads and began weeping. Here again, we look that because of the reality of Jannat and the reality of Jahannam and what are there, a person does good, and what harm is there if a person does evil. It was such a reality that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him this, that if you really had that haqiqat in front of you, what I know, you'll weep more and you'll laugh less. Now imagine, I was just thinking about this morning, that where will a person ever have, if he have this Jannat in front of him, Jahannam in front of him, where will he ever have time to find 90 minutes of entertainment, 90 minutes of sport, so many hours going on the television, so many hours just going shopping malls, going and just passing time in the resorts. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that you'll cry more and you'll laugh less, you won't be even looking for entertainment like that, haram entertainment. These things won't even be a thought for a person if he really has akhirat in front of him. His whole goal, his whole mind is how I can make my akhirat how I can build that akhirat for myself, because I'm going to a place that is such a reality. But again, this comes when a person has that yaqeen in his heart. Definitely these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he won't look towards sin. If sin happens accidentally, he gets involved in sin, immediately he makes tawbah, he cries to Allah Ta'ala, he seeks forgiveness. But there isn't ever a situation in a believer's life where he'll actually look and he will architecture sin and he'll plan sin. This won't ever be featuring in his life. Why? Because he got this akhirat in front of him. May Allah Ta'ala make akhirat a reality in front of us. Save us from doing the wrong things. And in Allah Ta'ala make it such that we do those things that please him. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.